game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Podcast. It's November 22nd, 2016, and that means that Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Slim, are you excited?
It's I don't know. Kind of the same thing every year, you know. It's not a whole lot changes Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. I love Thanksgiving though. I'm a fat kid.
I'm not gonna have the family together. Maybe that's getting to me.
Well, I guess that's true. I mean, I'm spending it with in-laws, and I consider them just as much family. So I like my in-laws a lot. So that'll be nice. And I'm a giant fat kid. Like I'm not like huge, but since I'm 6'7", there's like a lot of places for the food to go. So if I was like 5'10", I'd be like 300 pounds.
Hey, well, it's easy to defend then. I mean, you need to keep your calorie intake up to make up for your size. It's a reason to eat if nothing else.
Exactly. Oh my god. So you're not as like Thanksgiving food is so good. I don't know. I think it's the stuffing mixed with covering every piece of crap with gravy. Mm.
Yeah. Gravy will make or break a Thanksgiving.
Ooh,
that's
a good point. That's a good point. You have to have some quality gravy. Mm. So. On today's show, we're going to go over all the trimmings of a busy weekend, including Chandler Parsons turning into a turkey. Now, was this too much? Was that too much?
No, I think you got three or four more in you.
My dad is like the king of corny jokes, and you just grow up on corny jokes your whole life, and you get older, you just turn into making the corny jokes again. It's a vicious cycle.
You'll go like corny joke versus corny joke to see who can be worse.
I definitely could win that. We're going to add a stuffing worth of players that could stuff your fantasy rosters of players off the waiver wire. I mash up Slim's brain in another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? And then after a big nap, we'll make a 30-point challenge picks and catch up with the Fantasy Movie League and what we've been watching at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, I think we can agree, and everyone can agree, that one of the first things that we'll be most thankful for this Thanksgiving will be having Drew Holiday back.
Yeah, of course I'm glad to have him back. Glad to have his healthy family.
Yeah, and he's wearing goggles. Woo! Gotta love the goggles.
That is impressive.
Oh, the goggles.
It's like one of the X-Men characters, something like that.
Oh, yeah, he's like the dude who can, like, run really fast and, like, and make some like slow time down. Looks like that.
Oh, yeah, that'll work. Yeah. That'll work.
21-2-9 or 2-7 his first game, then 22-2-9 his second game. Playing a ton of minutes, looking like a top 50 point guard. If you had any question of him over Rubio, that was kind of our question almost a couple weeks ago by now, right? And we were both saying Drew.
Yeah. Scoring. And he's healthy. There's no real. I mean, there's always going to be some injury risk, some, but I don't know. Everything looks good. Yeah, top 50 while out there.
And what's interesting with this is even with him back, two straight good games from Tim Frazier as well. 12-3-8 on the 18th against the Blazers. Then on Saturday night against the Hornets, 17-5-8. Only two overall turnovers in those games. Shot pretty well. Those two looking like they can gel together. What do you think?
I guess it's possible. I mean, they have quite the log jam, but I guess it's possible. And Galloway got a bunch of minutes, too, at the cost of Etuan. And who was the other one that lost minutes? Buddy lost minutes?
What's Solomon Hill doing with minutes lately? I know he's more of the three.
Still playing? Yeah, that's not a very good contract. That one's looking like a rough signing.
Not for Solomon Hill. He's pretty happy.
Oh, no, he's partying it up. Why not? It's also two straight wins. So, you know, yeah. As long as they're winning with the two of them out there, I guess this could really work.
Yeah, for sure. We'll get to Langston Galloway a little bit later. Do you think that Tyreke Evans is going to make Frazier tough to find enough minutes?
You seem to have a lot more faith that Tyreek Evans is going to do anything than I do. So.
Well, I mean, you think he'll do something. He's going to play when he's able to. Now, when he comes back, does he play, you know, the rest
you know,
of the
60
games?
You know, they're going to play him 40 minutes.
Well,
game one, 40 minutes.
He's on a 15 minutes limit. Throw him out there all 48. Who the F cares?
I wish that was just a joke. But I think that's going to happen.
Well,
I don't trust it. I don't trust he's going to stay healthy. I don't know.
I don't either, but while he is playing, he's going to be fantasy usable.
Yeah, he's going to hurt somebody. Yeah. There's no way Frazier can survive both of those guys out there.
Yeah, I think it'll be troublesome, but we'll have to see it before we believe it from Evans. I agree with you there. As I mentioned with injuries a couple shows ago, when something goes up, something must go down. Remember that? It's always going to be something.
Yes, gravity, man. It's rough.
Well, gravity's really rough for Chandler Parsons, and now for both of his knees.
Gravity is actually very difficult on him right now.
So he gets a bone bruise in his other knee, not the surgically repaired one that he's coming back from.
That's actually a good thing, though.
Yes, it is. We'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks, which means he'll be out for over 2 weeks.
That's not a good thing.
Yes, it's not a good thing. The one silver lining I have with this is that it lets his surgically repaired knee a couple weeks off, too.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was thinking when I first said something. That kind of helps. He's got some extra time to heal. As long as this one comes back relatively quickly, we'll see what happens in 2 weeks. I've got the ILs everywhere I have them, so no need to drop them. But without that, it becomes pretty tough. Tenor? Yeah, he can go. I mean,
I was going to say tenor, no IL. You probably have to cut him.
Yeah, you just can't afford to be holding guys like that. Got favors on your team too. And then, you know, something's got to give, and Parsons can give.
Really disappointing. He really needs to have a good second half for my high rank to even be not laughed at.
It's not impossible.
Yeah, so we'll see there. Injuries also impacting all of the Indiana Wings. The whole state of Indiana is out of chicken wings.
That's not even funny, man. Somebody just like looked over their shoulder and, is that true? Are we out? What are we gonna do?
Oh, I hope someone could take this show serious, but everyone knows we're a bunch of clowns.
Well, with what fake news has turned out to be, I mean, anybody can be fake news now.
I mean, the fact that fake news has to have like legislative meetings and like these big business meetings to address what fake news is doing. Oh my god. If the only citation is Wikipedia, it doesn't count. All right, so Paul George has got a sore ankle. He missed a couple games over the weekend. CJ Miles has a sore knee, but I saw Miles' injury. It looked like he hyperextended it. It did not look pretty. So they're both out. George might be back, you know, in the next game or two, but it's been a couple starts for Glenn Robinson. Big dog three.
You know, he's pretty thragnoffy.
He gets a couple boards.
So that's about it. It's the low D stats that are pretty rough.
Yeah, goes 9-3 with a block against the Suns. Then OKC played 45 minutes. That was an overtime game, but 16 points, 11 boards, and 2 assists. No steals or blocks. It's really not that good for 45 minutes worth.
No, the per 36s of that are not good.
Yeah, so if you picked him up and streamed him, maybe you get one more okay-ish game out of it. What's Paul George's status? Here, I'm going to bring it up real quick.
He got a back-to-back game. He's got Golden State at home tonight. As a punt play in daily, you know, it's not terrible.
Yeah.
Assuming both are out, which, oh, wait. Dang it, you got me. I mean, last night.
Yeah, both were out last night. It's already been ruled. Both will be out last night.
Both will be out last night. All right, perfect.
Yeah, my verb tenses are kind of going all over the place.
It's completely accurate, so it's awesome.
Like I said, we went up, and then we went down. We stayed down. Now we're going back up with the Boston Celtics with Al Horford and Jay Crowder both coming back. the Celtics looked much better. I just, as I was like, so I searched for players while I talk. I just searched for Al Crawford or Crowder. That's not a player.
No. One or the other.
Be a pretty good player, though. Imagine all that wing handling with the big man moves. That'd be a good player. Anyway, Al Horford has his best game on the season against the Pistons. You know, the Celtics did win only by 2 at Detroit. That's not the best matchup, but they did look a lot better. 18 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. We call that a rainbow line. Horford looked good. Crowder, on the other hand, I watched a lot of this game. Ariel bias. I own a couple Celtics. Crowder still looked a little tentative. Hopefully it's just, you know, first game back.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. They came back too early last time. It might be a week too early.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, he's getting treatment on it and it can start healing up. Al Horford didn't look like he was shaking off any rust. He was coming back from a concussion, so, you know, physically.
He's been practicing for the past couple of days. Like, this isn't like just came back, just, you know, broke a sweat the first time.
So
they kind of brought him back slow.
That was good to see. You know, Slim, the NBA season is back. It's been back for a while now. Maybe I need to find a different segue into telling you about the best site to get your seating tickets for NBA or any sporting or concert events out there. SeatGeek is awesome. It's super easy to use. You always get the best deal on every ticket because they price compare for you. They put multiple ticket sites on the app to compare for you, and they always put grades on each ticket. You can see where they are at the venue with grades on every single ticket. It's super awesome to use. I've gotten my Brewers tickets on there. Got a couple Panthers tickets for this year. Going to see them play the Chargers. Not going to lie, probably trying to resell them. The Panthers look awful, and Luke Kuechly getting hurt. This is very, very sad. Very sad. But to cheer me up, you can get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. All you got to do is download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and add a promo code. Put in promo code RAZNBA before you make any purchases. And then after you made your first purchase and you put that promo code in there, they're going to send you $20 after you made that purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZNBA today. So Slim, this is weird. Tristan Thompson decided to play defense.
I mean, nobody else will. Might as well.
He's up to 1.8 blocks a game this year, 10.3 rebounds. Both are by far career highs. The blocks is really interesting. He's doubling his career high in blocks. Now, he doesn't score any points, as he shouldn't on that team. But buy or sell that he could be a 9-rebound, 1.5 block kind of guy.
That's not impossible. You know, the blocks, you know, he was actually a big-time shot blocker his 1 year in college. He was a big number, 3+.
Interesting.
But, yeah, I mean, it never really came to fruition. I think it's going to tail off. I would definitely take the under of what it is right now.
Yeah, agree with that. But, I mean, if he's 9 rebounds, 1.5 blocks, that's, you know, streamer worthy. Oh, here's a good one.
Yeah, there you go. You can stream him because, you know, he's going to hurt your free throws too. So you're getting no points, hurt free throws, no threes, almost no steals. An assist per game, so not much there. At least doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, this is legitimately like one cat.
Blocknoff.
Not two. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Forgot about the rebounds.
Rest of season. Here's a good one. Tristan Thompson or the now starting John Henson?
Rest of season? Oh. It's funny. Like, I would take Henson with 22 minutes over Tristan with 30 minutes.
That doesn't help but anyone.
I don't know if either one gets to that.
Yeah, I mean, Henson...
I don't trust Kidd. I'll go Tristan.
All right. Henson played 28 against the Heat. He was playing Hassan pretty well that game. Won 12-5.
Yeah, Monroe would have gotten destroyed, though.
Yeah, and then he only played 18 minutes against the Warriors, and I think we brought that up on our last podcast, that true centers, the non-stretch centers, cannot play well against the Warriors. It's just not a good... I mean, the Warriors always play small, so... All right, more block guys. What do you make of Clint Capella's run? Dude's been a beast.
We've been calling it for a while now.
Yep. Yahoo's
I don't
worst...
think it's a surprise. I think this is what he does.
Yahoo's worst ranked player last year. We had fun with that all last year.
Yeah, I mean, he was my best value pick last year. He only beat his rank by about 400 players.
If only value pick was only Yahoo's metrics, we could find some really good ones. Last game, 20 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. 20 points are really surprising. Got one block. 10 of 19. 19 shots against the Jazz. I didn't watch any of this game. I imagine, you know, 15 of those must have been layups and dunks, but...
I mean, I'm looking at 7 of his past 8 games are double figures, yeah. You know, 12 or more. You know, the rebounding is going to be there. The minutes are just waffled a little bit at the beginning, but it's been real strong recently. We know the blocks are going to be there. Turnovers are low. Free throw volume is thankfully staying somewhat low. The 5 assists are obviously a huge outlier.
Yeah, that was a surprising one. But good to see him.
Are you letting somebody else touch the ball? Come on.
19 shots and 5 assists. You know, it doesn't have to happen every game, but just to see him involved in the offense like that, that's probably got to be his heaviest usage game.
Yeah, it took it to Gobert, too.
Mm. Yeah, good game there. Who's a good free throw punt that we could compare him with? Capella versus, I mean, he's not in the Gobert range yet, is he?
I mean, you got Dwight Howard. Why not?
That's a good one. I own Dwight in an RCL, and would I trade him for Capella?
Well, see, it depends on whether or not if you want to get rid of the free throw punt. You can almost say Capella isn't free throw punt with that low volume.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm looking at under 50% for Howard with 7.6 free throws a game, so he's missing 4 a game.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, that's why I'm hesitating. If it wasn't a true free throw punt. Actually, he might be on a team that isn't a true free throw punt. I might offer that. And Dwight's off an 18-18 game, so that might get taken. Might do that.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting the more points, and you're getting rebounds and steals from Dwight, but, you know, the blocks are about the same. Field goal percent is, you know, pretty much negligible. And, but it's take away the free throw punt. Plus, you got the turnover issue with Howard. Actually, it's pretty good this year. 2.3 isn't terrible, but also, actually ranked top 75 with that free throw volume. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's had a great start, and he has a lot of tread on those tires. His back could fall apart tomorrow.
Yeah, he's already missed one game.
Yeah, so... and he also got ejected from another. Did you see my gif of him elbowing Cody Zeller? And after the game, he's like, I didn't mean to.
I can't believe his head was still on after that game.
I didn't mean to. Okay. All right, so you're the resident Heat fan. Tell everyone if they should or shouldn't buy Dion Waiters, because his last 4 games have been pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, you gotta take what you're going to get from him. You're still going to get bad free throw percent, bad field goal percent, too many turnovers, not enough steals. He's got a bit of a block per game right now, but that's not going to survive.
No.
Not great Thragnoff because it's kind of a low-end threes. It's empty scoring. Well, it's not empty because you're still getting some assists out of it, but, man, it's not much there. He's not close to Richardson in my eyes.
No, and I will say that this really coincides with Justice Winslow being out.
Yeah, I think Waiters' minutes are more at threat than Richardson's with Winslow coming back eventually.
I agree with that. I mean, we've talked about this. Either you did in a comment or on the podcast, can't remember that. Josh Richardson's really looking to take his own shot a lot more than I expected.
Oh, yeah, the volume number of shots per 36 is skyrocketed.
Yeah.
It's up to like 15 per game for him, which is, you know, that's 15 to 17 points with 32, 34 minutes. I mean, that's pretty solid numbers, especially with the threes he's contributing.
Well, I will say I picked up Dion Waiters in a couple RCLs. I mean, he's worth owning in a 12er while this hot, right?
He hurt his groin, so we'll see. His game time decision last night. But hopefully he plays. I streamed him for the Monday game in one league.
What happens if Embiid hurts his groin? Oh, that would be awful. Blame it on all the eyes and the Embiid.
Oh, God. No. Yes. Do not get stabbed in the groin by Embiid.
All right, Slim, let's go over some guys that you might be able to add this week. And I wanted to do this as kind of a faux segment, whatever, from our notes. But just because there's a lot of deep league guys, this is a big week for REL pickups. And even in, you know, some of these guys were owned, but just guys picking it up that are on most wires. So I've got a list here. Feel free to throw some in. Let's start with an interesting debate because, You know, I have REL bias, but you knew I was going into it with a bid like that.
Well, yeah, for $20 over the next guy, something like that.
I don't know. I just think the Mavericks are such an absolute train wreck that they have... Why not just let Jonathan Gibson have ridiculous usage and play a ton this year? Because Seth Curry...
Yeah, this is what would happen if, like, you know, Jordan McRae ever got, you know, released.
Oh for sure. The reason I did this is because he's a scorer. You know, yes, it was in China, that he scored 42 points a game last year, but that's still a ton of points. I mean, not even Marbury did that. Given he was older, but that's kind
of... Well, you know, that year, the lockout year, was it Wilson Chandler and, I want to say J.R. Smith maybe went over there and just, you know, ridiculous numbers.
Sure. And, I mean, you
definitely grain of salt kind of thing.
Yeah, but you put either one of those guys on the Mavericks, and it's like they're playing on a Chinese national team right now. Because the Mavericks are atrocious. I think they would be a losing team in the China basketball league.
Oh, man. You mean Andrew Bogut isn't the savior?
Oh, good Lord. And they're going to trade Bogut. Seth Curry, how many times have we said is not the answer? He gets this big...
He's not good. He's just not a good player.
Yeah, he gets this big role. His usage is madly low for a team that needs offense. I mean, what was the game the other day where they scored 64 points and it was in question if they'd even get over 60? And I mean, and then they play the Magic and put up 87, which is probably a season high. No, I'm kidding. It's not. But, you know, 26 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals in that game for Gibson, hit 5 threes. Now, I don't expect that all the time, but he's averaging 7 free throw attempts a game in 25 or 26 minutes. The turnovers are going to be awful because he's just going to go out there and be the alpha with the second unit. And I think that's going to happen for the rest of the year.
You know, the big thorn is Deron Williams. That's the big one.
And by big thorn, do you mean the one that just keeps making his calf fall apart?
It's the guy that's going to get 30 minutes that they're just going to give 30 minutes to no matter how good he plays.
Yeah, until he comes out after 5 minutes, which is what happened last time.
Well, yeah, I mean, those... He's not really the guy we trust to, you know. I don't even know if he was drafted in some of my 12-team leagues. Yeah, not everybody believes in Deron Williams. And, like,
yeah, they're going to want to trade him. Devin Harris is not going to play.
They should. Oh. No, whether they will or they should.
Yeah, they're going to.
I mean, is Dirk okay with these being his last 2 years of just, you know, atrocious Kobe Bryant-esque rebuilding?
Sure, because then he could go out on a 70-point game.
He did get paid the $25 million this year, whatever it was. Like, you know, the past couple of years, he's been taking a pay cut.
Yeah, he's
not this year. I think they kind of knew this was coming.
Yeah, and so I mean, who else on the roster is gonna be an alpha playmaking, driving a ton, taking a ton of shots? Wesley Matthews is only gonna shoot threes. They have no guards to develop right now.
No, they got nothing. But that's the thing. If they trade Deron Williams, they're gonna get something back. If they trade Bogut, they're going to get a pretty decent piece back. And I assume it's going to be Tyus Jones, a point guard from some team. God, how good would that be?
Yeah, a starting backcourt of Jonathan Gibson and Tyus Jones would be really good.
No, he's not starting over Wesley. And Harrison Barnes is only starting at the four because Dirk is out. Once Dirk starts playing, Harrison Barnes is just starting three again. So that crunches the minutes.
I don't see any reason they don't unleash him. And either way...
What's unleashed? He's 29 years old. I mean, they'll be lucky if they have no intentions on, like, him being a player in their future.
Unleash would be 22 to 24 minutes a game with a 30 usage. And right now it's at 26 with, like, a 35 usage. So I'm not...
Yeah, it's ridiculous usage.
Yeah.
It's Roten-esque. You brought up Roten in a comment. It's not a terrible comparison except for the free throw percent.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's going to do that. He's going to do what Roten did with the second unit. Even when MCW was there, Roten came in.
That's going to be a good matchup. The this year's Mavs against, like, 2 years ago Sixers.
Oh, my God. It'd be such a bad basketball.
I don't know. Roten might be the best player out there.
Oh, God. So Gibson was my big ad, and I really debated making that monster bid in REL for Alan Williams instead. Alan Williams.
One thing real quick on Gibson.
Okay.
There's no reason not to run him out there in a 12er for now.
Oh,
there
for
is
sure.
Nothing. Even Curry is hurt. Seth.
Yeah, he hurt.
We'll see
shoulder.
How much he can play. I mean, there's just run for days. There's no reason not to.
Yeah, I added him because he was. I think I had an open spot because Parsons hit the IL, and so I was able to get Gibson for a game in a couple.
And I was waiting for a trade to go through, and he was gone this morning.
Oh, that sucks. So yeah, I'm streaming him as well. I'm not expecting him to be nice on my turnovers, but. The rest we'll see. I'll be watching Mavericks Spurs tonight. A lot of REL bias in that one. So
you will be, huh?
Yeah, why not? I'm just hoping that the Mavs keep it within like 15 or 20 in the fourth quarter so Kawhi can get to 30
well,
minutes.
They're not going to have a choice. They have to play Gibson.
Yeah. So, like I said, my other big pickup option was Alan Williams, and he would fit my team a little bit more because I need big men, but... I don't know. He has the monster weekend, 15-15 against the Pacers with two steals and a block, and then 12-11 against the Sixers with two steals and four blocks. I don't know. I looked at his summer league numbers, and he averaged like 11-11 and under a steal and under a block. And he's 6'8". He's a little undersized. It gives me like who was that dude that played on Pittsburgh in college that was on the Spurs for a bit? Oh, why can't I think of his name? DeJuan Blair. There we go. Kind of get that vibe.
Okay. You know, I'm looking at his, he played a full season in China. Got 30 minutes a game.
No, it's pronounced China.
Oh, sorry. China.
So well,
you know,
fun.
He averaged 20-15. Yeah. 1.3 steals, 1.6 blocks. I mean, it's there. If the minutes, 24 to 26 minutes would be really good deep league stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Unfortunately, I don't know how much we can trust that, either right now or later on in the season because of, the youth movement's going to happen. And he's kind of part of it, but not really.
Yeah, I kind of get that vibe too. Like, I don't know. I may have, because I own Tyson Chandler and REL, so I really debated... Should I just hedge my center minutes? But then I was like, if Alan Williams goes back to barely playing, is he really going to be like a good dynasty stash?
He's 23. It's not impossible.
Yeah. I don't know. I just see this drying up quicker than not. I mean, they're going to want to keep playing Alex Lynn, and they have to play Tyson Chandler, get his trade value up.
They should, but isn't he signed for like three more years after
yeah,
this one?
That was a bad deal.
That was a bad deal.
Except for the Tyson Chandler who can party with Solomon Hill. Woo!
Yeah, you see Santa Barbara is where he went to college. Some pretty good numbers out there. Two blocks a game in 26 minutes for his entire career.
Yeah, maybe I looked at Summer League and it was too small a sample, but I don't know.
High volume, kind of mediocre free throw guy, 70%-ish. Yeah, I'm not looking at him in a 12-er. I'm looking at him more in a deeper league with kind of the hope that something real big happens later. I didn't even put it a bit in for Gibson, but I put 22 in for Williams.
Interesting. Yeah, I
got outbid 28, won it.
Yeah, I knew you were close on that one. I don't think you see players like either of these that often, so I just put big bids on both, and I was like, I'll take whichever one I get. So, Tyler,
bigger than 28 for your backup.
What's that?
In case you didn't get Gibson, were you bigger than 28?
Yeah.
In case you didn't get Gibson,
I think I was 37.
Okay.
So all right. I was gonna get one or the other, and
you were for sure. Good stuff.
And you know, I had the money to spend. I still have enough to save for later. It was my first big splash in Fab. So, I just went for it. Tyler Ulis goes for four steals in each of the past two games. Anything there?
Ah, these minutes. What's going on right now?
I know. It's so annoying. And, I mean, this is a good thing to mention. Are we worried about Eric Bledsoe still? I mean, I think we mentioned this on last week's show. But now Eric Bledsoe is looking very meh.
Didn't he have a big game? One of the games? Yeah, last game, 27-5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was good. I was thinking of the game before where he only played
13 minutes. You know, I'm letting that slide. Game before that was 34 minutes of 8-3-5-3 with six turnovers. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's been kind of hit or miss. It was pretty steady before this. Nah, I'm it's okay.
Okay.
The block, not a single block, though, right?
Yeah.
It's not that I see.
You should get half of one at some point.
So I think the injuries might be costing him some D stats.
Possibly, yeah, because he's got to, you know, focus more on offense. Is that what you mean?
Well, he just doesn't have quite the same oomph.
His injuries. Sorry, I misunderstood what you meant. Yeah, I see what you mean. The coming off another major knee issue doesn't have the same explosiveness. But would you is Ulis like PBEV light for steals, or is this kind of an aberration?
Well, PBEV can chip in a block sometimes or three, so it's not quite like that. I mean, obviously you're not dropping Beverly right now. He's about to get 30 minutes and be pretty solid.
Yeah, we're still in our pickup section, so if this is worth a steal off pickup Ulis.
They need to get rid of Knight for Ulis to really get his minutes. He got him recently, but man, that could be DNP tomorrow or yesterday or the next day.
Another guy I want to mention, Evan Turner, off a pretty good game. Make anything of picking him up? He's a guy that I thought would be like really boring, but back end 12 or usable. Started really slow, getting a little bit better lately.
No, I've just been kind of, you know, He's dead last on the three. If I got a choice between him, Krabby, and Harkless, I'm taking the other two ahead of him.
Yeah, Harkless, that's a good... We haven't mentioned Harkless much on this show. I've kind of shat on his game a couple times. He's been better than
I expected. It's been kind of going a little bit downhill recently.
Yeah. So, and then Krabby kind of only scores. Yeah, Harkless, so low D stats. Absolutely no assists. He's like Whiteside with assists.
Yeah, Krabby's the one you want for the threes. Harkless, you're hoping for some D stats, and Turner's for the assists.
I think that's underselling Turner a little bit. I think he's going to get a little better. That said, his last game was against Brooklyn in a big blowout. Brooklyn.
I mean, Turner's not giving you threes anymore. I'm seeing like four total or something like that.
Yeah.
The steals really few and far between. At least he's not turning the ball over recently, although he did early in the year. Yeah, you know, Turner's got the chance to be better than the three just because, you know, the slow start was kind of assumed given, you know, Gig trying to get used to the team. And for assist first guy, that's even harder to do than a normal just attack guy.
Yeah. All right. What about James Johnson? I think I mentioned him on last week's show coming off he's playing against the Sixers yesterday. Oh, my God, this is so confusing. But the game before, 17-3-1-1-2. Gets the Wizards on 7 or 8 shooting. Man.
Yeah, I mean, I finally won two in a row. Yay.
It's all because of James Johnson.
Oh, I mean, three in a row. Sorry.
It should be.
A little foreshadowing of the past. he's a great streamer. Phenomenal streamer. Just, you might get that 18-minute game that you know, you're still getting a steal and a block, even when he doesn't get his minutes. So it's a nice streamer. It's, you know, we haven't had Richardson and Winslow back at the same time, you know, for good minutes. So that's the one worry I have.
Yeah.
But no, Spo likes him. He plays good defense. He knows when to, you know, attack, and he's got that good veteran leadership. I like him. I don't like what, you know, the haircut he's gone through or the, you know, getting rid of the beard, but I like him.
I'm so mad. He was like, I think he was 100% free throw shooting. No, he missed one. He was like 95% until the weekend, then goes 1 for 5. Back to the James Johnson we expect.
Yeah, he's no 0 for 6 that Nurkic put up last night, the night before.
Really? I missed that. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sure that bugged you.
2 for 4 out of Goose or the 2 for 4 out of Lillard?
Oh, brutal.
You had a bad Sunday in one team.
Last pickup I want to mention, the Harlem Renaissance is back. Except for it's the French Quarter Renaissance now. I don't know if that...
No, I see one game. I see two games. I see some mediocrity, and I see some games you really don't want on your 12er team.
It's been better lately, though, for Langston Galloway. I don't think I said his name yet.
We all know who you mean.
Okay.
But it's hard to be the in New Orleans, but he might need a new nickname.
Yeah, we'll come up. But he's got a steal in the last five, 12-plus points in four of the last five.
You know, he's a hometown boy, born in Baton Rouge.
Oh, that's cool. That's probably why he picked to go there, if he picked at all.
Well, that and they paid him a bunch of money. But besides that, it's hard to trust right now. That guard rotation's so deep. If any one person catches fire, they're going to play the rest of the game. It's tough.
All right.
He just happened to catch fire last game.
So it honestly sounds like, of all the guys we've mentioned, if you were streaming to start a week in a vacuum, you might add Jonathan Gibson first for right now.
Oh, man. I mean, first off, you know, the fun that we had from Etwan Moore, that's over.
Oh, it's He's done. Gone. Etwan less.
Yeah, so that's the big takeaway from New Orleans, I think. That and Buddy. Oh, Buddy.
Yeah, I did not see that going well.
I'm surprised that all the guards they brought in have played so well.
Yeah.
Seems like they all play pretty good.
Well, when you have Brow getting triple teamed, it's easy to have some open looks.
Oh, yeah, those shots do get a little easier when they're wide open, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. So,
You know, for a short term, sure, Gibson is top of the list.
Oh, wow. Okay. I would put maybe James Johnson first just to get you more D stats, but somewhere around there. Alan Williams is a good stream while Tyson Chandler's out. He may be out. I think he's out for the game last night, and he'll be out Wednesday. But
I don't know. I think there's a couple different ways Alan Williams can get his minutes. He's only gotten 26 and 23, so it's not like he hasn't gotten 36 or needed 36 to get the big stats. So I don't know. It's interesting. I'm really interested to see what he did last night.
All right. any other pickups on your thought list?
You know, it's with Parsons down, you got to go back to Ennis, right?
That's a good one. That's something I
maybe
did.
Not a 12er, but maybe a little deeper.
Yeah, something I didn't mention in my. Oh my God, are they going to keep having to play Vince Carter a ton of minutes now?
I guess
until he just spontaneously combusts one day.
There's no way this is going to work. How many minutes? He's down into the 20s. Oh, man, that's not good.
Dude, James.
31, 34, 31.
James Ennis was already playing.
The problem is it's going to catch up to him. He's going to have no legs, and he's going to start running him out there for, what did he do last time? 26 minutes of 4-5-1 and nothing else? Yeah, that's old leg syndrome.
I hadn't realized James Ennis was still playing a ton of minutes.
Yeah, he took over the two spot.
Yeah, even with Parsons back. But 36 minutes against the Wolves, 11-7-1, 2-1. No turnovers. That was
kind of low end. It's more 14er, maybe even 16er than 12er. But the minutes are guaranteed with Parsons down.
All right, Slim. I need your Thanksgiving version of the theme music. I didn't forget this time. Theme music it up.
I don't think there is a Thanksgiving version, but, you know, it I think it goes something along the lines of I tried to put that in a comment. I don't know if I got it, but I tried. I got my doo-doo and my doos. Oh,
we sang a duet together. That was cute. All right. I am cheating a little bit. I'm taking one game out of one of these players.
Okay.
But the rest
Did they
is,
get into that game?
The rest is the whole season. All right. So player A, I'm not taking any games out. Actually, I'm not going to tell you what. Well, I already gave it away. Whatever. All right. Player A. 12 points a game.
All right, I'm ready.
12 points a game, and I'm rounding on some of these. 6 rebounds. All right. Under an assist, 0.6 to 1 turnover. And get ready for some saucy D stats. 0.3 steals and 0.1 blocks.
At 12 and 6. Yeah, this is awesome.
But he hits... Oh, I gave it away. It's a he. Oh. 2.6 threes.
Okay. Like, that's like the best possible from Kyle Korver or the umpteen of people that play that position.
I know this one's super low end, but you'll understand why I did it in a minute. So that's player A. Player B,
12. Wait, what were the assists again? I might have missed that.
0.6 assists.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So one right. turnover. Yeah.
We have a 3-point specialist.
Yep.
6 boards. All right. He might play small forward or power forward.
Player
this
B.
This is exciting.
I know. This is exciting stuff. That's why I'm flying through it, because I'm kind of regretting these awful choices. player B, 12.2 points a game. The same. 3.2 rebounds. So cut the rebounds in half.
Sure.
0.8 assists to 0.9 turnovers. About the Shock. Same. 0.3 steals, the same, but one block a game. So at least the player B is getting you a block, and he's hitting 3.1 threes a game.
Okay, we got some specialists. Yep. Do you like your Redick or your Bogdanovich? I don't think Bogdanovich is even hitting threes like that.
All right, they're both not guards.
Okay.
And
like not even guard eligible?
No.
All right, neither one of them are Thragnogovich or whatever his name is.
Mirza? Mirza Thragnofovich.
Toledo Thragnofovich.
But which player would you rather have? Would you rather have 3 rebounds more or a block and a few more threes?
You're not giving me much of an option here.
That's the point of the game.
All right. Which one? What's our ownership at?
Oh, I don't have that up. One is owned a lot, and one is not owned a lot, which is how it goes every game.
And we got at least like 10 games, right? You're not giving me.
No, player A is 13 games, and player B is 9 games. I took one out, and he didn't play in 2 others.
One was probably Dudley.
No, but right idea.
There's like every team has this guy.
I know. Well, all right. Well, player A is someone that everyone's frustrated with, especially since you said every team has him. That's Ryan Anderson.
Oh yeah, that's exactly as. I mean, I predicted a little better, but yeah. What are we at? 2.6. You said threes.
Yeah, but 12 points a game. I mean, it's coming off 17 points last year in 66 games. Moving to a D'Antoni system, I think people were. Didn't we have in the comments someone saying he's going to push for 20 points a game? That's not happening.
Well, in like 4 threes, I only have him down for 2.5 because that's kind of what he does. I mean, he's 32 minutes. You know, he might get a little bit more. He's only shooting 38% right now. What are you shooting from downtown? 42%? Okay, never mind.
That's a career high from deep, yeah.
So, yeah, this is you'll be lucky to get a couple more points, and then you've got to be satisfied with that. He was never a top 100 guy.
A lot of people drafted him way higher than top 100.
That might be why he's not on any of my teams.
Yeah, he's not on any of mine either. But the player you took over him was Channing Frye.
Oh, man.
Yep.
18 minutes, top 100, nice.
Yep, that's
you got the DNPs, that's kind of rough.
Yeah, I took out his last game where he only played 9 minutes. They won by 23, he's older, so, yeah.
That's about what you could expect.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Ryan Anderson owners.
Really picked Channing Frye.
Well, I wanted to find someone that was better than Ryan Anderson that was an absolute joke. And I think I found a pretty good one.
It's funny because the comparison's kind of close. You know, they're both quote-unquote big men. They're probably both in their 30s.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know. Ryan Anderson's – wow. He just seems old.
It's because he's had a million injuries.
Yeah, well, he's getting there. He'll get his 60 games this year.
He's well on his way.
Wait, that's not a good thing, is it?
looking at tonight's game, Slim, we've got 9 on the slate. And, you know, for being Thanksgiving week, there are some heavy slates this week. Because you got Thanksgiving off, and then Friday, every team plays. So some big slates this week. I think we need to pull in Arnold Schwarzenegger to look at games this week with you. Here he is.
Hi.
I caught his stranger today.
Yes.
Arnold's
how are you?
Slow.
That's right, I am.
Or maybe I'm just not hearing it.
Oh, that's right, because the stupid Skype, the Arnold thing's not going to work.
I don't hear it. It's not happening.
Oh, well, that was a bust. Here, I got to do one last thing to do. We'll just drop a...
You lie!
Okay, that was dumb. Well, that was a bust. We need to figure out how to get sound pumped in here, because you need to dance to the Porzingis song with me.
Yeah.
It was a good week.
Yeah. Against Portland? Nice.
Luckily, it tailed off for me in all those matchups against Porzingis. Let's see. What else we got? I think the Boston against the Timberwolves. Oh, wait. I'm looking at the wrong day.
No, we got a four-game slate Tuesday.
Okay. I messed up my days. I am so discombobulated right now, Slim. You have no idea. All right.
Oh, wait till we have a week off.
Oh, good Lord. I'm gonna forget. I'll probably forget to hit the record button. The internet will be out. There'll be all sorts of issues next week. Oh, knock on wood. Okay. Scratch that. The slate for today's games is four games. Porzingis gets the Blazers is good. Oh, my God. The Thunder at the Lakers. Too bad no one's going to touch the ball enough to score 30 points in that game besides Westbrook.
Well, besides, yeah. Yeah. It might be Mozgov. You don't know that.
Mozgov just tears apart Adams for 30 points.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Bulls and Nugs. That should be a pretty heavy pace game.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna see some big men in that one, I assume.
And then
who is Chicago running out there at center these days?
They're still starting Rollo, I believe.
Oh, yeah. He's still a basketball player, isn't he?
He's easily forgettable. He is
easily, besides the hairdo.
Gotta
have something.
Pelicans at the Hawks. Actually, all of these look like pretty good matchups. Probably a lot of scoring in all four of these games.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see the Pelicans overtake the Hawks. With Drew back and Schroeder really struggling... Could be interesting there.
They've won two in a row. So,
The two that Drew has played.
Exactly. Drew is 2 for 2. 2 for 2, Drew.
So you got the last one, right? You're beating me now at 3-2?
I need to update the board. By the time you listen to this, I'll hopefully have it updated. But I am still off the Brook Lopez win from last week. Neither of us got it on Thursday. So I will go first. 30 points. Let me read off. Let me look at the leaders real quick. Brow, Westbrook, DeRozan. Wow, DeRozan fall into third all of a sudden. Harden, Lillard, Durant, Cousins, Curry, Isaiah, and Andrew Wiggins. I know you're going Porzingis. You already have that locked in, don't you?
I'm really thinking about it. It's between that and Swaggy P. I just haven't really decided.
Jimmy Butler against
Denver. Yeah, that's the easy one.
With no,
I missed on last Jimmy Butler though.
I know. I feel like I missed. No, he got me one of my 2 points last year. I'm debating Jimmy Butler, or I might be bold and go Drew because Dennis Schroeder cannot play defense.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see that one as long as the minutes are up.
Yeah, maybe they don't quite push his minutes way past 30 yet. I'll stick with Jimmy Butler.
All right, you went the easy route.
Hey.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going with the Golden Goose.
The Golden Goose? It's the Poison Goose. What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. It's starting to change.
Oh, fine. Well, I'm going to play it for everyone else, so you're just not going to be able to hear it, Slim, which is too bad.
Sad.
I know. I'll sing it to you. Chris Stapps.
Oh, wait, is that good music?
Pussy Geese. Chris Stapps. Pussy Geese. Oh, it's hard to do the beat and the rap at the same time. It's really difficult.
It's really sad. I got to bring it up. All right. I'm not, just have to listen to it before. All right.
Am I going to be able to hear it off your thing?
Speakers are not going to work. I'm going to have to do it on my own time.
All right. Well, there's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure to get them in the comments on this podcast post. This is your only chance to get a point this week. I don't think I mentioned in the open we'll be off for Thanksgiving. So this is the only show of the week. I think we did throw that in somewhere maybe. But Yeah, that's our only 30-point challenge. Real quick, Slim, I saw Arrival in theaters. I took a picture of my friend in the credits. It was so cool.
All right, what'd you think?
I liked it. It had some things that there was one line. Have you seen it yet?
No.
There was one line that was just like towards the climax of the movie that is just like the dude falling for the girl line that you're just like, oh, why did you keep that in the script? You know?
Okay. Which, I mean,
if you ever see it or if anyone has seen it yet, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I heard audible groans in the audience.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I might be kind of groan, though, so you never know.
One of those. It might have been, but I sure as hell hope not. but other than that, the rest of the movie is really cool. It had a really cool, climax conceit, if you will, to how the end was solved. But, yeah, it was interesting. What else have I watched? Anything else good? Not too much. What are you watching?
Man, Westworld has kind of got me right now. I'm really enjoying that.
I haven't seen the last one, but I saw the one before where finally we realize someone important is a robot.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
No, that's not a spoiler. Everyone knew that someone was a robot.
Somebody, yeah.
Someone was a robot.
It's starting to get to the point now, though. It's like, no, it's him, too. Oh, and him. Oh, maybe him. Oh, wait.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know. I said earlier I thought Anthony Hopkins was a robot, but now I'm not so sure.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking the bad guy, the man in black.
Well, we thought that before, but then he said that someone recognized him from out in the world.
Yeah, there's that. But how do you know that person was human?
Oh, man, what if all of them are robots and Westworld is just one part of the excursion of world?
Yeah,
world.
I'm the finale is going to be, mind blowing stuff.
I can't wait for that. It's a very fun show. I am enjoying that. Any other shows you're keeping up with? Oh, are you keeping up with Walking Dead? I'm a couple into it now.
Yeah. I'm about tired of Negan, though. Like, I'm ready for something new.
Yeah, that show is like, I feel like
it's just mean to be mean. I mean, what's the, there's no storyline being driven.
He's just mean to be mean.
I know, it's not fair.
Oh, we got to end on that. I do want to mention that Fantasy Movie League, come join us. There's one last week left in the fall session, and then we're going to do, I don't know, we'll figure something, some sort of prizes. We'll definitely give you shout-outs with week-to-week updates in the winter season. They do them in 13-week seasons, so it's fun to do. Join the league now. It's the Razzball League. I'll have the link on the podcast, and the password is Rball, R-B-A-L, which I'll also have in the post. So join us. A couple people, we might have some female listeners. I doubt it, but you never know, have joined. I like the team name Embiid Express Pictures. That's fun.
Express Pictures?
Makes me just think of Embiid Picks.
Okay.
You know where I'm going with that.
I mean, it's like, and I wouldn't want like a Polaroid of Embiid coming into my mail or nothing.
I'm just picturing Brett Favre sending some Embiid pics,
Oh, no.
Something like that.
Okay. just like start rattling names off, but no. No need for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be better if we just started rattling off people who actually didn't. I mean, go like some Neil Patrick Harris or, I don't know.
You never know. You can't trust anyone, any celebrities these days to keep it, not on their iCloud. So join the Fantasy Movie League, the Razzball League. It should be fun for the rest of the year. Slim, I want to one last time say thank you to the Razzball audience. Thank to all of you for listening. The show's grown in listenership, if you will. And the site's grown in commentership. And we're just really appreciated that you check us out and tolerate us and enjoy our silliness. They can believe it.
Yeah, I also enjoy those player pages now.
Oh, yeah. Thankful to Rudy for sure for putting together player pages, dealing with me with I definitely went back and forth on design and stats on that a lot. So
career per 36s. That's all I need.
I know. That's your favorite part. I love the SpoTrack plugin.
That's a nice little graphic they got.
So all sorts of cool stuff there. If you haven't checked them out yet, definitely you can either Google Razzball and a player name. I think they're pretty much all crawled by Google now. Or just click on player links or search the site and find player pages that way. So some cool stuff to check out. All right, we got to get out of here. I got to prep for Thanksgiving. Got one more day of work and then a nice 5 days off. I cannot wait. It's going to be awesome. Slim, we'll talk to you next Tuesday morning. And thanks again for everyone for listening. And have a very nice Thanksgiving. Talk to you then, Slim.
Adios.